Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bags are packed, are you ready to go? This time tomorrow we'll be on the road, riding with you in the sunnier days. I wouldn't want it any other way.
It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture. And we will. Let's begin with now.
Hey there, welcome to the season premiere and episode 300 of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, your host and your partner on your food peace journey. No matter where you are in it, I want to partner with you, and I am so glad to be back. We took a break in October. We needed some rest. I also did some traveling for work conferences. I went to the Super Bowl for Dietitians. That's called the Food and Nutrition Conference and Expo, also named FENCE. So I went to FENCE and had a great time, got to connect with many listeners. And this episode is one that we needed the rest for, because we wanted to kind of gather the state of the podcast, the state of affairs with diet culture, with dieting, and with food and letters to food. And so what I decided to do was write my own letter to food. I hadn't done that in a while. I did with the very, very first episode, which is, I think, episode 0. And then I think I also did it in episode 99. So it's been a long time. And so at 300, the nice round number, I decided I need to write to food again, because things are different now. I've learned a lot in the years and these 300 episodes. And I want to be able to share what I'm learning and just be really transparent about it. So something that I have been really grateful to get is feedback from you. So, you know, feedback, whether it's positive or negative or anywhere in between, is something I ideally hold. I know for me, giving feedback is not always an easy thing. So I usually think about that when someone is giving feedback, how they didn't have to do this. So whenever you leave a rating or review, or you email us and you give us feedback, again, whether it's positive or negative or somewhere in between, just know me and my team also, we know that this is something that we benefit from and we're really grateful for. Something that I heard from some of my colleagues, you know, when I was at that big Super Bowl for dietitians, that more dietitians are listening to this podcast in their training. So a number of professors came up to me and said, I use your podcast to introduce dietitians to concepts about the dangers of dieting, PCOS, diet culture, eating disorders. And that blew me away. I mean, I feel a little misty-eyed thinking about it, that people are learning using this podcast And also, I think about me, you know, Julie in my early 20s, learning to become a dietitian, how I never learned any of this stuff. So I'm really hopeful that dietitians in training and other healthcare providers too are going to have a foundation that includes more than the weight normative, fat phobic bullshit that has become the standard. I was going through my training in the early or late 90s, and then my early career was in the early 2000s when the war on body sizes was really at its peak and has left so many people without access and harmed so many people. So again, I'm really grateful that if you are a dietitian in training or an early dietitian and you're listening to this right now to learn how to do things differently, I hope this is an asset. But also, I hope you also look for other people too, because I'm not alone. I'm not the only dietitian talking about this on podcasts, and I'm not the only one doing this work. I hope you gather as many different folks as you possibly can in order to learn how to be a better clinician. So that's one of my favorite feedback that I've gotten in the last like month or so. I just realized my grammar is super off. That's what happens when I have taken a break on podcasting and probably not talking to humans live as much is that I forget how to talk. So anyway, I digress. So I'm going to get to my foods letter in a second, but I want to mention one more thing that has happened. When I was at this conference for dietitians, I woke up one morning and I got an email from Facebook. And I don't know about you, but I'm always suspicious when I get emails from Amazon, Facebook, my bank, you know, any of those kind of things, because I'm like, it's someone fishing for a way to get in. So when I looked at the email, of course, I didn't click anything. I went back to Facebook, and basically what was said in my email is what Facebook was telling me too, that someone had hacked into my account. Unfortunately, the way that this person or group hacked into my account, they also stole $500 from my bank, but then my bank realized what was going on, so I didn't get it taken out. But they promoted some Facebook ads that was inappropriate content. So I was like double locked out of my account. So Facebook, you know, if you're listening, you probably are like, I wasn't following on Facebook, no big deal. My Facebook, like many people, was just really like a personal thing. You know, it basically was capturing memories with my kids and navigating their after-school activities and, you know, groups to communicate those kind of things, which is really hard to not have anymore. And at the same time, though, because of how Facebook owns Instagram, my Instagram was also shut down. So if you look at your Instagram account right now and you put in Food Voice RD, it is not there. So I have tried for the last 2 weeks to get my accounts back. And after spending a little too much time on Reddit, what I have found is that this type of hacking scheme is very effective. And even folks who've just thrown money at lawyers to try to get their account back are still not able to get their account back. So I'm trying to take this as a moment to not freak out. My therapist said, maybe this is just the world giving you the opportunity to focus on something else. And I was like, all right, thank you, therapist. And, you know, so maybe that's the case. Maybe it's just time for me to focus on other things. And I also am super grateful that PCOS Power, the course and community that I run with my team, is not hosted on Facebook. This is one of the reasons why we didn't host it there and instead hosted on a platform called Circle. So I didn't have to worry about that. And so part of why I went through this whole spiel is because I want you to know that this could happen to you. So if you have a group that you manage or you're part of a group or in a course, just have a like backup plan or move it off of those platforms. Yeah, it's pretty crappy, but it's also not the end of the world. That's what I keep trying to tell myself. So what am I doing now to connect with you? Well, you can always come into my email list. And, you know, whenever I talk about my podcast or new products that I'm launching, people on my email list are going to know way before everybody else. I also send out at least one educational email a week. And you can get to my email list by going to julieduffydillon.com/voice. There's a number of free downloads there for you. No matter if you have PCOS or not, there's lots of free content in those download section that I would welcome you to try. And then you could just be on my email list and we don't have to worry about Mark Zuckerberg fucking with our relationship. But in the meantime, what I'm also doing, because I want to have at least one social media, is I am over on TikTok. I think I may be one of very few Gen Xers on TikTok, but whatever. I'm trying to make it work. You can find me at FoodVoiceRD, the same handle that I'm at everywhere else. If you are on TikTok, I would love for you to pause right now and just go over there and add me or subscribe or whatever they do over there. And I say that because I'm hoping to get to 1,000 followers so I can do lives again. You know, I love doing live content wherever I can. And so on TikTok, you need to have 1,000 followers in order to do that. I'm about halfway there, but I would love for you to add me if you're on TikTok and help me get to 1,000 followers so I can do the lives again. All right. So that is an update on my life. We are going to pause for a very quick sponsor break, and then we'll be back with my letter.
Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and back, my mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I am always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To food. Dear food, while I appreciate our continued conversation, I regret that things feel even more complicated. Have you ever heard the song with the lyrics, "The more I know, the less I understand"? That's how I feel. I became a registered, certified food expert in 1999. That's the year I passed my registered dietitian exam. And I started writing to You Food in 2015. At that point, I thought I understood what we all needed to break free from eating disorder hell or diet culture's grip. I didn't understand how much I was standing in the way. Before I forget food, ever since I mentioned Don Henley's song, The Heart of the Matter, I have a revolving memory of eating Fun Dip in the 1980s at a Marilyn Marlins summer swim meet. The Fun Dip was sticky and messy and colorful. I loved the powder, yet I loved the dipping sticks more. I can still picture sitting on my beach towel in the grass and the powder getting everywhere. My friends would give me their half-eaten Fun Dip sticks because I loved them so much. I remember happily enjoying this ritual one time, and I almost missed my event. I made it in time, holding on to the diving block handles, getting ready to do the backstroke with colorful fingertips, evidence of the laughs and the refuel. Okay, so back to me being in the way. When I started to write to you, I wanted to start a bigger conversation. So many folks sitting on my green couch in my office were carrying around buckets and buckets of shame. The shame appeared to be glued to them because of isolation and feeling so odd. Client after client recited histories of feeling like the only one suffering with a complicated relationship with food. Because all of my clients said this at some point, along with many friends and neighbors, the Love Food Podcast intention was to read letters to prove each of us are not outliers. Having a complicated relationship with food is more the rule than the exception these days. Helping folks move away from diet's rigid rules provoked my tools and thoughts to be rigid too. I can see this now. And in this rigid reaction, I am only starting to peel back the layers of how I excluded folks. There are many different ways to mend one's relationship with food. When I first wrote to you, food, I was concerned with the mess that had accumulated. Personally, my identities have relied on systems and organizations and plans to do things the right way. I relied on somebody else's blueprint. One must do intuitive eating the right way, I said. One must recover from an eating disorder using this plan, I thought. This organization can help everyone, was the way I was trained to think. As you know, food, schisms have fractured the non-diet space. Different opinions from different lived experiences have made things messier to me. I regret that I thought this meant weakness, and I thought it would block progress. Here's what I'm just starting to appreciate. The mess has always been there. Me seeing it is the progress, especially if I'm not the only one. What I know now is relying on someone else's plans as a sign of strength, legitimacy, science, or progress is only hurting the collective. It is only keeping communities from even accessing their food voice. Even though I'm a dietitian, I don't know everyone's path. Recovering from diet culture and/or an eating disorder is always messy and undefined. As non-diet approaches grow to reach more folks, and it will be messy too. Why is that so hard for me to accept? So food, things are a mess. They're all fucked up. And as I consider the mess all around us, I appreciate this is a part of healing and moving forward. I can't say anymore that I want everyone to love food and feel safe around all food. While I may want this, I, as an individual, cannot and should not have that kind of power. Rather, now, I want to help folks defy diet culture, however it is showing up in their life. Their steps will be unique as their fingerprints. I hope to help folks declare body liberation, to rely less on white-built structures and rally instead within community to liberate each other. Lastly, food, I hope to help folks explore and find their peace, whether it's with you, food, or diets, diet culture, body, healthcare, exercise, or whatever else. So the longer I write and talk with folks about you, food, the less I understand. Thanks, Don Henley. I am starting to see that as a powerful, important step. Less assumptions, less gatekeeping, more listening, more access, more accountability. What else am I missing? I can't wait to find out, food. Love, a concerned dietitian. So there you have it. That's my letter to food as we start this next season. And who knows what's next, right? Something that I know to be true is there's so much I don't know. There's so much I don't know about your complicated relationship with food. And All I know is that the more we come together, the more we share our experiences, the better we are going to be at fighting back against diet culture and all the shitty things that are a part of it. Like, we literally need each other to be able to do this. So thank you for listening. I am so grateful that I get a chance to come into your ears once a week, and I'm excited about this next season to see what unfolds. We already have a few letters that are slated to be a part of episodes, but we also would love to hear your experience. We would love your letter. Even if you've already written a letter, we would love another one. And we would love to know what makes your lived experience different than the narrative that we are usually hearing in non-diet spaces, intuitive eating spaces, body positive spaces, eating disorder spaces. We would love to hear how your experience is different, and we would handle this letter with care. If you have a different identity, you live with a chronic illness, I mean, there's so many different options. And again, the more I know, the less I understand. So I don't even know what you could be experiencing, but I want to hear about it. I want to read about it in your letter, and I would love to make an episode sifting through it. I promise to handle it with care. And if you have a letter that has not been explored before on the podcast, I promise to find a guest who has more experience with just that. So you can send your letter to info@juliedillonrd.com. Before we wrap up, just a quick reminder to jump on over to TikTok if you haven't already and follow me there. FoodVoiceRD is the handle. Would love to build that up because I want to get to 1,000 followers so I can do lives again. And until then, I'll be there every day trying to connect with more folks and would love to connect with you. All right. So until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, and this is the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Ready to join the anti-diet movement and take the Food Voice pledge? Go to julieduffydillon.com and sign your name to the growing list of people saying no to diets and yes to their own food voice. The Find Your Food Voice podcast is produced by me, Julie Duffy Dillon, and my team of kick-ass folks. I couldn't make the show without Yelly Cruz, assistant producer and resident book fiend, and Colleen Bremner, customer service coordinator and professional hype master. Audio editing is from Toby Lyles at 24 Sound. Music is Fly Free by Hartley. Are you looking for episode transcripts? Get them at julieduffydillon.com, where you can also submit letters for the podcast, give us feedback, and sign the Food Voice Pledge. We need your voice to end diet culture. We literally can't do this without you. Subscribe to the Find Your Food Voice podcast to get weekly inspiration and education on how we can defeat diet culture and reclaim our own food voice. I look forward to seeing you here next week for another episode of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Take care.